Thank you, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today Thursday the 4th of December. There are warnings of gales in Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Bailey and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Fastnet 991 expected northeast England 995 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty. Southerly backing southeasterly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Fourth, tying Dogger. Southerly backing southeasterly, then becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, then rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. South or southeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Humber, Thames. South or southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, then rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 in Plymouth and later Biscay. Showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. West or northwest backing south or southeast later, 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, then rain later, moderate or poor. Rockall. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic mainly south or southeast 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Northeasterly 6 to gale 8 at first in the far northwest, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in South Fair Isle. Showers, good. And southeast Iceland. Easterly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south 6, slight rain, 7 miles, 990, falling more slowly. Stornoway, southeast 4, 24 miles, 992, falling slowly. Lerwick, south by west 4, recent rain, 13 miles, 998, rising slowly. Lucas, east by north 2, 19 miles, 996, falling slowly. Bridlington, south-southeast 6, 999, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 6, 11 miles, 1003. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 6, 11 miles, 1000. Jersey, southeast by south 5, recent rain, 15 miles, 996, falling quickly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 7, 1 mile, 995. Scilly Automatic, west 5, 8 miles, 997, rising slowly. Valentia, west-northwest 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 995, steady. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 6, slight rain, 992, falling. And Malin Head, southwest 4, 24 miles, 990, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, complex areas of low pressure and associated frontal troughs will pass over close to the United Kingdom, with showers and spells of rain expected, and winds will increase gale force at times in the south and west. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in the north. Showers, moderate or good. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, moderate or good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, 4 or 5. Increasing 6 for a time, veering south or southwest later. Mainly fair, then rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 5 or 6, veering southwest 4 or 5, then backing south 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, then rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, then rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, then veering westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5, then variable 3 or less later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 5 to 7, veering northwest 3 to 5, then backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west 4 to 6, backing south or southwest later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast 5 to 7, veering west 4 to 6, backing south or southwest later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man. Southeast 6 or 7, veering west or northwest 5 or 6, backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Cyclonic, becoming west 4 to 6, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally for this shipping bulletin, the Shetland Isles. South, backing southeast 4 to 6. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. We'll join the team for Farming Today in a couple of minutes, but first it's time for Prayer for the Day with the Catholic journalist Ronnie Convery.
Hello there and good morning to you. At this hour of the morning, the chances are your house is still in a period of relative silence compared to the noise levels that are likely to increase in an hour or two. I know my instinct when finding myself in a silent moment is to fill it with something. Noise, social media, music, news, anything other than silence. Yet that tendency deprives us of so much. In the stillness of an ancient world, St. Augustine said something that continues to speak across the centuries. Our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in you. He sensed that beneath the noise of life there lies a deeper longing, what he described as a quiet ache for God. But today, our lives are filled to the brim. Screens glow, notifications hum, and the constant flow of information presses in on every side. Ours is an age of infobesity, overwhelmed, overstimulated, and increasingly unable to hear the gentler voices within. And yet the story at the heart of this Advent season begins in and depends on silence. Mary contemplating the angel's message in the stillness of her heart. The seemingly endless silent wait for the Messiah, the silent night of Bethlehem. A century ago, our grandparents or great-grandparents were much more comfortable with silence, the kind of silence in which thoughts could settle and souls could listen. We may not have that luxury now, but we still have the same need to rest our restless hearts in God. So today, maybe our prayer can be to seek out some small sanctuaries of silence, a few minutes before the day begins, a pause between tasks, a brief moment to breathe and listen. And in that stillness, may we hear again the voice that calls us home. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Ronnie Convery. Now it's time for Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, a gentle parliamentary rebellion over inheritance tax. But let's start with the weather. Now, in a moment, we'll hear the bad news, but let's at least start positive. It has been a bumper year for many cider producers. One of those who have benefited is Newton Court near Leominster in Herefordshire. Here, they've produced 100,000 litres this year, compared with 67,000 last year. You might imagine it is now time to put their feet up. But no. All this week we're talking about winter jobs on farms, and there are a host of them on a fruit farm, as Bob Huckenhall discovered.
Out in his orchard, cider farmer Paul Stevens is preparing his apple trees for pruning, a job that's going to keep him occupied through most of the winter.
So can you explain what you're doing at the moment, Paul?
What I'm doing is removing the barbed wire and the wire mesh around from the